As you know, it's Veterans Day here in the U.S. when we remember those who have served in the armed forces. Not to be confused with Memorial Day, which honors those who have died in service to our nation. Elsewhere, like in Britain and Canada, today is Remembrance Day, which is more like Memorial Day, a tribute to the fallen. In many countries, they wear red poppies on their lapels on this day, a nod to the poppies that grew in Flanders fields in Belgium, the battlegrounds where many soldiers died in World War I. And since we're on the subject of remembrance and Flanders fields, let's start by remembering someone who died, Leonard Cohen, age 82. In just a couple of minutes, some of his music and a story of his performance for Israeli troops during the 1973 Yom Kippur War. First, though, the voice of Leonard Cohen, for my money, one of the most evocative sounds ever in music. This is it in its pure form, Cohen reciting the famous World War I poem In Flanders Fields, written by another Canadian, John McCrae, in 1915. This is courtesy of Legion magazine.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. Loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. Though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Wow, that voice. The poem In Flanders Fields for you on this Veterans Day, recited a few years ago by none other than Leonard Cohen. Of course, it's Cohen's distinctive sound and style as a musician that we'll remember most.
I asked my father, I said, Father, change my name.
Yeah, it's a tough one. We have to add Leonard Cohen to the list of iconic musicians who've left us this year. Prince, David Bowie, Alan Toussaint. Cohen's name is often mentioned alongside a small circle of songwriting masters like Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, and Paul Simon. But Cohen managed to penetrate the rest of the world like no other. And one place that Cohen is revered is Israel. Most people believe he wrote this song, Lover, 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 during a trip there in 1973.
Yes, and lover, 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 come back to me.
Earlier today, I spoke on the phone with Israeli singer Oshik Levy from the city of Herzliya. I mean, you're a key part of the story of how Leonard Cohen went to the Sinai to sing for Israeli troops in 1973. That was during the Yom Kippur War. But first, tell us how you actually met him, because he was in a cafe and you saw him, right, in Tel Aviv?
Yeah. I walk in Visigoth and I go to my coffee that I sit there usually, and suddenly I see Leonard and another friend of mine is an actor sitting there, and I ask him, excuse me, Mr. Leon, what are you doing here? He said that the Jewish people were in the war and I come to help. Then he wants to go to work in the kibbutzim to help. I said, leave the kibbutzim, you are a singer, I take you to perform. And he said, no, my song is very sad and very quiet. Anyway, I convinced him to come with me. And I invited another friend of mine, Matty Kaspi, he's a great musician. And I got to the stage, it's full of 1,000 soldier pilots all over. And I said, listen, guys, I have a surprise for you. Mr. Leonard Cohen is here. All the audience shout. And he's very excited, and Matty Kaspi go and play with him together. And it was a very big surprise for them.
Yeah.
And after that, they want another show. So between the two shows, he wrote there the song, Lover, 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 Come Back to Me.
Mm.
And he tells the story in this song. And since that two perform in that day, after we go down to Sinai and we perform between 6 and 8 performances a day. And I try to make it very convenient for him, maybe sleep in one of room in the base. And he said, no, 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 I want to sleep with all the soldiers. So we sleeping on a blanket in a, what we call shekem. It's a kind of cantina for a soldier on the floor. And all the night we talking about philosophy, Judaism, everything. And after that, every day we perform between 6 and 8 perform a day to the artillery and the Navy and the Air Force. And he asks each of them where we perform, how is it? I want to be a soldier. I want to be in the Air Force. He's so, you know, involved on the emotion in this situation. Until that Kissinger arrived, it's after a month, and he said, when the political came, I'm left. And that's it.
What a powerful moment for the soldiers in the Sinai. But, I mean, even today, 2016, everyone in Israel knows this story.
Yes.
What was it about this visit that made it such a powerful moment for Israeli history?
Make it very publicity because it's kind of, what can I tell you, a singer, a name like Leonard Cohen, so big, come here and perform during the war. Nobody do it. Nobody do it.
Leonard Cohen, obviously, he's Jewish. He writes songs and even kind of references Jewish scripture. What's the one piece of wisdom Leonard Cohen left you with that you hang on to today?
Wisdom of life. And the last record that I heard and the article that wrote about and that what he say, I'm ready to go now. And he put some Hebrew word, Hineni, Hineni, my Lord, I'm going. And Leonard Cohen is one of the stars in the sky that I remember.
Oshik Levy, thank you very much for speaking with us and remembering Leonard Cohen with us. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.